Your interest in joining the Hashira is duly noted. You must understand where it is you stand, and what we stand for. All of you will be tested, but only one can succeed. Do I make myself abundantly clear? Or shall I explain it in simpler terms? This is about elimination. Good. Since I've made myself so clear, all of you should understand. This is only the beginning of this trial. By the end of it, you'll have to face one of us. Particularly me. As I stand at the head, at this moment, there is much that needs to be done. Focus on what you can, and survive. It's almost strange how many of them there are. You wouldn't think that many would make it through preliminaries. It's exciting as much as it is strange. I understand your skepticism as well. But we stand at the top. If not for us, it would have never lasted this long. Humanity would be in danger, and the demons would have won. We exist to annex that future, and to replace it with one of our own. One where we believe. One where we can be safe. And all those that we care about will be... Right. Since I was talking right in your presence, I don't need to be so loud. What do you think? Do you think the trainees this year will be as acceptable or as exceptional as you were last year? It makes me confused, to be honest with you. The way that you went through the ranks. To think you'd be my second already. And such a twisted web it's been so far. But you are my comrade, trusted as well as important to me. That is why we cannot compromise. We are the pillars of which this organization stands. Hey, wait. I thought I told you not to mention that when we're at work. I know our ties go deeper. You and I have promises outside of our duty. This is what makes it so difficult for me. You. Never mind. I won't be distracted by your goading. But after work, you best believe there will be consequences. Or was all that you're claiming to be my girl all just a lie? You don't seem like someone who would do that. Not by a long shot. So I'm going to trust you, both inside and out. Now do your job for the rest of the time. We have to overlook them and make sure there's no violators. Rules are not meant to be broken, and I won't stand for those who believe in that. With you perhaps being the one exception, but don't push it. We are to be what they seek to strive to, the pinnacles. Yet you would have me thinking of unsavory things. Insatiable appetites that I have because of a certain someone, a certain pervert by my side. Huh. You won't find it so easy to win, my opposition. You should understand just as they. I don't fall over easily. And you won't get me bending to your will unless you try harder. Yes, it's a challenge. One that I will never lose to you nor anything that gets in my way. Do I make myself clear? Even if I didn't, I think I'd make myself clear after work. You should understand, your duties come first. Now focus. If you're distracted by looking at me, those fidgeting eyes will be noticed. You'll be seen as weak. No one wants the second place
to be seen as weak, do they?
I shouldn't need to remind you. There are eyes watching here. Though I know that gets you off all the same. How did I get involved with such a pervert? Yet at the same time, I have only myself to blame. As you know, I enjoy too.
That is not the point now. Onward, and prove yourself worthy of being the best.
And you, don't you dare move. Understand, actions have consequences. And I intend to see these consequences enacted. What did I just say about rule breakers? You don't have much self-preservation after getting close to me, do you? Judging by that, you'll need to be re-educated.
Our relationship aside, don't you feel embarrassed hitting on me in front of them? They're going to look at us. It's not going to...
You just don't get it, do you? This is more than just an infraction. This requires true punishment. And you... You might be the biggest troublemaker yet. No. Wait. Patiently. I shouldn't have to lecture you like this. But even still, you remain obstinate. You remind me of Tanjiro.
Are we destined to be at each other's throats? That's obscene. You don't even try and sound innocent.
Not anymore.
I suppose it's better to be boldly so than not at all. So I will stand by it for now. You must show me something befitting of that mentality. You got here, so show me why. You know what I want. After work, my place.
Your obvious provocation is heard loud and clear.
Clearly, you must understand. This is more than personal. Now, patience until after work. For now, we will...
To think you'd be so bold in your obstinance. Perhaps I underestimated how large a problem this is to the Hashira.
Come with me. Now. This is not just about me and you. Even if it mostly is. We set an example. We must. Yet here you are, making things out like this. Making it look like it's a joke. Like you can flirt in front of all those trainees. Those who look up to us, who depend on us for their survival. You have put me in a difficult situation. Of course, I'm hard under here. Did you think it had no effect on me? Did you think your advances had been met with nothing? Of course not.
I do feel, and that's the problem. This isn't the place nor the time. But I can't help myself but wondering if I could give in like you.
What would become of this organization?
I suppose
there is only one way to find out, isn't there? No matter what we do, we must set an example. Perhaps this could be another one. Punishing those who break rules like you. Yet you dare to accuse me of being the one to bend the rules to my own suiting. You are hopeless.
This will purify you through pain. But now, I want you to reflect on what you've said and done, the distractions, and in front of all these willing, I must show the pains of duty. This is shameless. What would the other Hashira think? Doesn't matter now, does it? Now this is a matter that's escalated. You and I must be made an example.
Let this be proof that even if a pillar, a Hashira, those who support this organization stray away from the honorable path, they must be dealt with accordingly. And it is for that reason I will now take my leave with this dubious troublemaker. I trust you all can handle the training and the raising of these new recruits. We will return once things are settled. As for you, you forced my hand. Is this what you wanted? No. Why am I even asking that? Of course it is. It is as they say. If you do not wish to shoulder the punishment, then why would you do the crime? I believe in you. But even still, these lewd and lurid displays, they're distracting. And so what? What are you going to do if I'm hard? Hard enough to ram this rod inside you? Hard enough to have my thoughts distracted, even when this should be work time? I told you to be patient, but you still, with that devilish voice, those insatiable hands, and all these details wrapping around me, your warmth is dangerous, to say the least. If I were to hesitate, even for a moment, I may lose my composure. Then what would they think? I know what you want, and I want it too. You want me? You want my muscles on you, my hot breath on your back, right against your spine, don't you? I can imagine it. Flustered as I may be, as effective as you are at flustering me, I need to have some manner of composure, or else everything falls apart. You must know that. But you still greedily persist. I wish I could punish you, but I'd need to punish myself at the very same time. Then again, maybe I'm being too strict. After all, you've been good so far in your duties, even if you embarrassed me and flustered me, breathing that hot breath in my ear, making me feel it like that. You're a troublemaker for sure. Though I guess I have to say, it's admirable on a certain level. How into me and focused you are. I should return the favor, right? I should make it something even more exciting. Shouldn't I? You always strike first and catch me like this. For someone supposed to be controlling his breathing, the way you make me lose that focus, I want to understand more. But at the same time, if I do, when I lose sight, when I end up in a situation where...
more I touch you, the more your body reacts. But that's just a distraction, isn't it? Because you won't cease your relentless... If you're going to play that way, don't be surprised if I get a little bit blunt with my actions. You deserve this. You've earned it. Punishment for both of us. Do you understand? You started this, and I need to end it. At least make an example. You're the one who's quivering. You fool. Did you think it was me? Your imagination, nothing more. You really like to break the rules, huh? Put us both in a situation like this. Though I suppose I'll have to take responsibility for not teaching you well enough. You should know what that means. It should be fun. All things considered, look at you. Even still, you need to be more careful, vigilant. What am I saying? At this point, you've made me even one. It's not the purpose of this. But now, that's both our problems. This is our punishment. Maybe it is an excuse. Maybe. I don't know when to stop. He's as innocent as it may seem to you. This is ultimately part of our duty. And it's creeping into our personal lives. I dare say your touch is like fire, which is something mine should be. Do you not feel it? Where our bodies meet. This against regulations, but even if there's mere trees separating us, I must know the answer to my feelings. The ones for you. The ones you've harbored over the past... How long has it been? Years? Months? Days? It all just blends into nonsense. The moment that we end up apart. I want to know that feeling. Yet I never want to meet it. What are you to me? That is my question. What am I to you? That's something to answer along the way. You're an impossibility. Something I just don't understand. And the more I think about it, the more I end up in that headspace of not really knowing how to face you. I told you, it's about punishment, doing the right thing here, isn't it? But at the same time, gods, I want you. What spell have you put over me? To make me feel it like this? So much. Shall I teach you the hard way? not to play with fire. That hint of rebellion even now, it aches with me, resonates with me, and makes me want to teach you something. It is punishment. Make no mistake. But now, it's personal as well, isn't it?
Shall I ignite all those desires? Those ones you couldn't tell for anyone else. You wouldn't dare tell anyone else, would you? This moment, there was only us. And that's why I want you to feel it. I want this to be more. I want you. I want that burning in your belly. That hot, aching feeling. To rupture all across your features. Until I can see the arousal in the back of your eyes. Too much? I certainly hope not. Because it is punishment after all. I'm conflicted. You should know. You can feel it. How much you arouse me. How much I want this to be right. Perhaps it's what you said. Rules aren't everything, right? I don't bring them into my personal life. But right now, the only role I want to have is to rule over you. The selfish cascade of feelings. Like an inferno burning in a furnace. Keeps compounding, getting hotter. So touch me. Touch me down there and feel your punishment. Your attempts at hiding your arousal, while they are quite attractive, you need to be more honest if you want this and my own feelings to come to the surface. Why not share yours? You won't distract me. Not easily. I can't. So, is this what you're going for? Together, let's see those eyes. You're every bit as bad as I am. Perhaps that's why we share the punishment. Perhaps that's why this is where we're landing. Firmly grasping each other in this wrap of love. Fingers, hands, going where they don't belong. Personal space ignored. That flower between your legs. What if I said I want it? What if I said, even now, there's nothing between us? Even now, I want to know if that's the truth. Am I really just someone you tease? Or am I something more? Say it, clearly. I want to hear it from your lips. And with your actions like this. Touch me then. If I am to be your sword. If my body is to be something that pleases you, then let us revel in this feeling together. Touch me, and you'll get more of the same. I assure you, if nothing else, we'll have some fun with it, won't we? You can squirm as you please, but don't think. My hands
trained for killing. Can't at very least treat you kindly. Here as well. Body rushes in waves from me. It's so fascinating, interesting, and sexy. I think I like this side to you. The way you squirm sits well. I can't wait to have a taste. This punishment, I'll deliver it firmly. You do understand, don't you? If nothing else, you should understand what your body is telling you. I know what mine is. It says it wants you. If that's not obvious enough, then shall I make it more abundantly clear? You and I were compatible both in our punishment, and I think there's more to it than just chemistry. I was never good at the sciences, but I'm fantastic. Judge of character, and other such categories. Right now, I think there's one thing to say. Regardless of tomorrow, we live in today. So I want to feel that. That kind of feeling with you. Don't pretend your back is against the wall. You know better than that. You've been more than well aware all this time. And you always went along with my schemes too. Perhaps you're more than just a befitting partner. I dare say you're a one-of-a-kind type. But playing with fire has its consequences. Are you sure you're prepared for those? Do they scare you? Do I intimidate you? Good. You need at least that much backbone to be my girlfriend. To be. So I suppose nothing is written in stone yet. We will see how it feels. Or so I thought. The way your thighs caress around my cock, even through the clothing, it's quite lewd and, well, if I had to say so myself, I'd say you're not bad. And even if this is a punishment, even if I know what I've said, there's much that I may have been too serious on. What do you think? How does it feel? I guess it's true what they say. Sometimes it does feel good to just let loose and not worry about the repercussions tomorrow. I admit it, sometimes being the leader of the Hashira, it ends up making it complicated. Life as a pillar means you can't have any hesitation, but yeah, you're my weakness. Ugh. You enjoy it, don't you? You could say no, but I'd know the truth right away. Your flowers quivering, proof in and of itself. A worthy aggression, to be sure. But even still, you have much to learn, just as I do, about this things of romance and of lust. I've always touched myself to you since we've met. I admit shamelessly, I had touched myself to you proudly, even before I knew who you were. You stuck in my mind as an object of attraction that I could not be withheld from. Right there, if clothing didn't separate us, right there is where I could enter you. This sensitive spot. Where I can fill you up. Where I can make you understand what you've done wrong, as well as what you've done right. Which is it going to be? What do you think? Am I a man deserving of even partaking in such devilish delight? I might be one of the best demon slayers, but I'm still learning as a man, and I want to learn with you. Even if it's using excuses like punishment, like making things like this happen. Maybe I've given up on my integrity. No. If anything, it matters more now. But still, you're... touch feels good. And for that reason alone, I want more of it. Because us, you and I want there to be a connection. I'm going to touch you more. That's fine with you, right? Since you've been touching me so freely, I... You're such a mess down here. It's almost admirable. You're putting up such a resistance, and yet, even then, managing to make me feel it. You must be very confident. More. I demand more. More. Even then. The way you stroke up from my balls to my tip. It's almost sinister how good you are at it. Yet you claim not to have practice. Your instincts are truly, incredibly fascinating. You know, this is still technically a punishment. So you should be prepared for it. Your punishment, that is, will be taking all of me. I do think I'm a bit oversized for you, but where there's a will, there's a way. And I think that you've made abundantly clear you're willing to break the rules. So don't complain when they break you. It may not be yet, but I wholeheartedly plan on setting those insides ablaze.
You can try and meddle your games like this, but I will show you that a real and true man does not hide, but makes his flame burn brighter and deeper. Right here, this is your weak spot. I can tell. Don't ask how I know. I just know. We'll call it instinct, shall we? Where's that confidence? Where's that gusto you had a moment ago? Surely you could spare some on returning the favor. That's it. I want to taste your lips around my cock. Doesn't make sense. But does any of this? You're letting out some seriously sexy noises. Is it because that embrace, or my wicked tongue delicately lapping you? I can't seem to place it. Right now, you're different than before. And I like it. That fire is burning strong. I want to light you on fire. Bear with it. We've done so well so far. And you get what you ask for, don't you? Seems I'm weak to you. A weakness I can only fight as best as I can. Making you focus on your own weaknesses. Not bad. You're doing pretty good so far. Shall we spice things up? I wonder if any of them know what we're doing so close nearby. What does it matter? No. You're right. This is punishment. So we better reflect on our actions. Putting up quite the fight, aren't you? I admit. We're a perfect match, both in duels and in romps. I can see that now. You were always a perfect match for me. Maybe that's why we ended up together like this. Again and again in awkward situations. But somehow, they'd always end up turning out like this, though never quite this far. Oh.
Is this revenge for earlier? Was I too stern with you? You're the one who's touching me in public like that. How am I supposed to lecture you? Or punish you at all when you're like that? You came a lot. No, I guess it's mutual. Didn't mess up your mouth too bad, did I? Guess there's plenty more where that came from. See how hard I am? Not going anywhere with this. You wouldn't happen to be available to help me, would you? Punishment aside, I think you've got unfinished business of your own. Just look at you. I've never seen a lady's parts so unbelievably lewd looking. I know what I could say. I could be demanding. I could be punishing, but goddamn, I'm just in awe. Do you realize how incredibly attractive you look right now? It's almost startling. If I didn't have my training, I don't think I want to think about that. Do you happen to want to go further? I came offering it because I would really like to. As much as this is my own selfish desires, I hope that you'll deal with them. That smile, is that a yes? Please let it be a yes. I need to feel you. I want to. I want my first to be with you. Even if it's clumsy. Even if all this is not the best. I'm trying my best. I wish to awaken that fire. I started out strong, but as you no doubt know, my lack of experience is showing. Will you be my first? Of course you would. Nah. I don't know what to say. I wanted to be really cool through and through. I thought I could just stick to my guns on things. But even then, it's not that easy. Turns out when you really catch feelings, you catch them hard. And when you look that sexy, not even wearing anything down there. Really pushing my limits, huh? Well, if that's how you want to play it, let's play. I mean, how does this work again? This is so beyond embarrassing, but listen, I have to try my best here. And you said you'd be my first, so how does... I think I get the gist of it. I walked in once and saw people... Never mind. The point is, I think you should bend over, maybe. Yeah. Like that. And then I'm supposed to... It's, something like this, right? No, that's all wrong. Something like that? No. Sorry. Still getting the hang of this, but even still. Thanks for being patient. Found everything all right.
Truth be told, I was just, kind of going at it. Just, I wasn't exactly sure how to... Look, I'm not someone well-versed in sexual things and stuff. So, even though my fingers slip right in, and you're more than ready for me, I still don't want to mess anything up. Okay. You're so tight. Is it supposed to be like this? This may be a strange question, but you're so tight it kind of hurts. As long as it feels good for you, pain is no object. Ready or not, here I come. Just relax, okay? If you're going to trust me, then trust me. Was that too fast? I thought maybe if I went like I saw that one couple going at it. Not quite yet. Then fine. Nice and slow. Oh, you feel so good now. It doesn't quite hurt anymore. Sorry. Looks like it came already, but I still want more. No. Oh. Can't stop my hips. There must be more, right? Since you bend over, you want more, right? You wouldn't lie to me, would you? No, you'd have no reason to. Right? This, I don't mind. I just don't want to mess things up. I want you to feel good too. Punishment was just my nerves talking. As much as I thought we should be on our boy. You seem a mess. Takes one to know. Am I doing okay? You stopped right there. Fuck. Now you're just going to keep me inside you. It's not over yet. I can't stop. Of course I can't stop. You just said. And besides you, was that a giggle? Oh, hell no.
Why does it feel even though I'm on top of you? You're the one. Mocking me. Coming. So much, but I keep going.
Firsthand. This could never be enough, because I know for a fact men are supposed to last longer than this, right? I feel so much. I have to show you an example of what the best is like. I'm not a normal man. I'm the best. And I'll make you see me as such. Ah.
Did I show you a good example? Why are you laughing? So sensitive. Looks like you're pretty full, judging by things down there. We're still connected. I feel the pressure from so much of my sperm going inside you. Did it feel good? Does it feel good? You're twitching like crazy. Ah, God. It's so hot, I could just... You're twitching. You're milking me. You're milking me. Did I do well? You can be honest with me. If I didn't, it was my first time, and what was supposed to be punishment ended up like this. There is still much for me to practice. I can understand that I didn't do that well this time. But I tried my best, and it was my first attempt. So I hope you'll have me for another time. And another time after that. And of course after that too. This will be endless. You're awfully cuddly, considering. So I must not have been a complete disappointment. In which case, I will confidently accept. But won't we have to... go back to things. Yes, under normal circumstances. But what if we didn't? What if we broke those rules? And we went on our own, just for today? It's like you said, rules aren't always kept to be stringent. I would rather get lost in this forest with you then go back to the dull work. For now, at least. Let's enjoy ourselves, shall we? It should be interesting. Perhaps being part of the Hashira has changed you. Or perhaps not at all. From what I can tell, you're every bit as interesting, every bit as strange, and dare I say, thank you for putting up with me. This learning experience was my first delve into romance, despite my age. I apologize. I am perhaps too grown to be having a first... Me? Cute, you say? I'm not sure I like this description of myself, but I'll accept it and give you more.
I'll make sure that next time, you're the one whimpering to me. Even more so than you... than you smiled this time. It's very clear to me, my goal. I will have that heart of yours. And we will reign supreme at the top of the demon-slaying world. You and I. Do I make myself abundantly clear? Now, as for that punishment, what say you we look the other way this time? Why do I feel endangered? You can mean more, but how will I get hard again so fast?
Mm-hmm.